So I'm David Benjamin Sherry, and these are going to be some photographs of my work from the past 3 years. This is a photograph I took upstate New York. I painted myself green and kind of scoped out the swamp for a bunch of months, about a month, sorry, and climbed in and got into the muck. I kind of didn't know what it was going to look like, and I'm sorry, I have it totally out of whack for what I thought it was going to be, so I'm just going to talk really quick about each picture. This is called Three Suns Rose Above Me, and this was taken in Greece. I use traditional processes and film photography. I use all different cameras. The last one was a 4x5. This one was a 35mm. And this picture was photographed. This is another picture called Great Greer of the Technicolor Brotherhood. I guess my photographs kind of range between portraits, still lifes, landscapes, all different genres of photography. And sometimes they come from dreams, sometimes they're kind of spawned from music, film, poetry. This is called Even Now in the Final Hour of My Life, I'm Falling in Love Again. I'm interested in kind of setting a mood with my photographs and kind of creating a space with somebody can kind of enter and fall into another world, into my own head, into my own fantasy, the idea of rituals and creating atmospheres. This was inspired by Edward Weston, a photograph, a book he had. This is called Minted Sensoria. The book was called My Camera on Point Lobos, which was kind of highly psychedelic black and white photographs from like the 40s or so. This is called Birth and Future Verse. This is a self-portrait that I took in my studio. So I kind of go on trips throughout the American landscapes and national parks, and then I go back to my studio and try out other things. This was inspired by a Smiths album cover called Hand in Glove. It was a single, 7-inch, and it just had a man laying against the wall, but I kind of wanted to use makeup sometimes and body paints to kind of push, this kind of timeless quality. Like it doesn't exist now or then or ever, maybe in the future, who knows. This was taken in Great Basin National Park, and this is one of the darkest areas in America, so you can see stars. So I went there kind of on this trip to go see stars, and the idea of, showing a print large of moving stars, you have to see the actual print, I think, because it kind of pushes you along the wall. It's kind of creates this movement. This was called I Know You Love One Person, So Why Can't You Love Two? And I kind of like the idea of using titles to kind of give human emotions to inanimate natural substances. Or this was called How Could I Have Ever Lost You? And this was kind of made from a broken heart, I guess. And then it was kind of finding my own inner monster of love or something. Sometimes my photographs are, they're usually really personal. They come from a really personal space. And then they go to landscapes and walking through America and finding kind of extravagant, strange rainforests in the Pacific Northwest. This is in Ho Rainforest. And this was, using color, I try to transcend the actual experience of going through this. It's really hard, I think, with photographs actually to convey that feeling that you get when you're actually in nature alone, walking or with somebody. And I think my experience in the darkroom, for instance, it's half about photographing and half about this physical movement within a dark room and space and color and pushing color to the extreme to kind of give a new feeling to an image. The feeling that I had when I took it, which is really hard to happen when you walk away with a photograph and you're almost disappointed with what you get. So the color kind of helps me it's kind of a vehicle, I guess. This was called Semen and Grapes. The last one was called Spectral Red, Give Me Head Till I'm Dead. This is Semen and Grapes. This was just taking a still life of grapes, but I had no intentions of what happened. You know, there's the semen on the grapes, but it didn't happen. Like, with an idea in my head, I just was bored with photographing the grapes, so I kind of turned it into something else. In the moment of exposure, I'm really into that idea of chance and what happens, like, right in the moment. When you look through the camera and you're like, actually, this isn't anything what I thought it was going to be. This is called Reflections in Suspension. That was my head decapitated. I was kind of overcoming fears of death and celebrating death and celebrating afterlife. And the idea with that photograph, my work is usually displayed in installation format, so it would be, you know, amongst all these other photographs, kind of floating above things. This is called Speed of Life Life, which was a bullet hole. So it's kind of mixing color, this vibrant, happy kind of turquoise with violence, you know, the polar opposites of things. I like heaven and hell. This is Hyperborealis. This was in Yosemite National Park. It's kind of my take on the American West or perverting nature, I guess, or something with color. This was a studio portrait I took called Blue Balls. And it happened just in the moment of, you know, I wanted to paint my friend, a dear friend of mine, and I wanted to photograph him against a blue wall, but I was bored again with taking the photograph in that moment. So I was like, wait, this blue ball, just shoved it in his mouth. And kind of the same thing happened with this. I was photographing a still life and painted all this actual fruit. I gathered the fruit all day. And then I was like, wait, there's something that's missing. I love this idea of perversion within, you know, kind of creating a visual poetry, creating a poem. Allen Ginsberg's a huge inspiration to me, Walt Whitman, all these kind of poets that use words to kind of create dialogues between things that, you know, polar opposites. This is called Mona Bona Jacona. This is for my mother, kind of. Her name's Mona. That's kind of where I got the title from. And this, you know, the idea of finding the sublime or going on journeys to, this might be my last slide, but I'm not sure. This is called Manaratha Dinkas, and this was a collage I made. Again, you know, sometimes my work is influenced by the occult or spirituality and wandering around this world and trying to come up with my own point of view of it and how I feel about it and how I see it. This is called Cloud Busting. And using color again to kind of push that superhuman or supernatural quality, I think can, you know, kind of make the viewer leave this natural world that we live in and go into something super, and give this freedom. Well, thank you.